Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, this is Barbara speaking from the To Be Network. I'm really happy to have you on my show tonight. And we have a very special guest for today. Unfortunately, I don't see her in the line yet. So I think I will just tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Nasheeba. And Nasheeba actually comes from a background of IT and telecommunications. And then she turned into a radio show host and became a spiritual writer. And I think that's really interesting because she will talk about the circle that she took or how she went full circle from her technical background and from sales background into becoming a spiritual author. And I read her book. It's really interesting, and it takes us into the depths of our beings and into the depths of also of our faith, of our belief. And those of you who've been with me for a while, you all know that I am all about the human spirit. And yesterday I did a radio show, which for me was really, really, really powerful, very inspiring. It was a healing radio show that I did with show hosts. One was from the States, the other one was from Holland, and the third one was from the UK. And I called in from Germany. There was four of us on two different continents and four different countries. And people from all over the world joined us. And we did a real meditation session online, a visualization session online. It was, and you could feel the energy of the audience. That was the most amazing part. You could really feel the energy. You could feel that the people who were listening to the show were participating, not just sort of listening as a background, as we do to radio very often. No, they actually really used what we put to them and implemented it there and then in that moment. And it was a very powerful experience for me also. It was the first time that I did a guided meditation online. Normally I do that live and I love doing it and it's really powerful. But then I see the people and I see when they're ready and I see when I can take them to the peak and let them anchor that. But yesterday I couldn't see anything and it was really weird, but at the same time I could feel that it was happening somehow. And yeah, it was really, really lovely. So if you get an opportunity, then check it out on my Facebook profile page. You will find it. I posted it two or three times because it was really, really good. And it was very practical because I took people through the first part of the To Be book. I asked the first few questions that I asked you also in the book, how to find your purpose, how to get clear on what it is that you truly want in your life. Because isn't that what it's all about? That we have to get clear on what we want in our lives, that we have to know. Well, we have to know our destination, because without knowing our destination, we can never get there. And that is very easily explained, because if you don't know where you're going, let's imagine you jump into a taxi, and the taxi driver always asks you where you want to go. And you tell him, oh, I'm not sure. He will drive around the block if you insist. And he will drive around the block until you say, stop. But where will you end up? More or less where you were before. You will not have arrived at a destination, will you? There will be no destination in that moment, because you will be almost where you started off. But you will be worse off, because you will have to pay the taxi driver, and you will have lost that time, space. And time is our most precious asset. So you have lost time, and you have lost money, and you still haven't arrived anywhere. And that is exactly what is happening to the vast majority of people. They're drifting through life without a clear destination, without a clear destiny, without a clear purpose. And I see it as my mission to help as many people as I can on this planet to really find that destiny, to find that destination, to find that purpose, something that really gets them fired up, that makes them excited. I'm excited when I talk about this. I'm sure you can hear that. I'm excited. Why? Because maybe you came today to listen to this radio station because you wanted to hear Nashiva, but she hasn't turned up. So you're listening to me, and maybe that message that you need to find your purpose and live it will get through to you. Even so, you didn't have the intention. You didn't come here looking for that. And I didn't come here wanting to speak about it today because I wanted to interview my guest. But as she has not appeared, I don't want to waste anybody's time. I want you to be aware, please, that unless you know where you're going, you are never ever going to get there. Unless you know where you're going, you will never ever get there. So let's get clear on that purpose. Let's get clear on that. And you can work through, I mean, I really recommend that you get the book. It's only $13 or $14 on Amazon at the moment. They discounted it. So do yourself the favor and invest just 3 cups of coffee or 3 burgers into this book. And start working through it and become clear on what is your destiny. What is the legacy you want to leave behind? Don't we all want to leave a legacy behind? We do. You too. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be anything massive like bring world peace. Maybe you want to help in your community. Maybe you want to have a fulfilled, happy family life. And by making your family happy, you help them go out into the world and help the community. The community helps the city helps the county helps the country, and so on. Do you understand? It always starts from within. It starts from us. Every single one of us is responsible. Every single one of us can change the world and does change the world. And that's something that so many people are not aware of, by putting blame on other people, by saying, oh, it's the government's fault and it's our educational system's fault and it's because we pay such high taxes and it's because and it's because and it's because. I can't be who I want to be. No, that's not how it works. That is not how it works. You can be whoever you want to be, no matter what the taxes, no matter what the government does, no matter. Because the only thing that matters is what you do. It's how you live life. Have you come here to win and to live a legacy, to leave a legacy? Have you come here? Do you stand for that? I think you do, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening to me. Because everyone that knows me even a little bit knows that I stand for that. For taking full responsibility for my life and letting you take full responsibility for yours. I work a lot with coaching clients, but you know, many of them, they ask me to take responsibility for their life for them. I can't do that. That's not my job. My job is to guide you. My job is to see, to show you maybe different perspectives. Maybe show you different perspectives. But my show, sorry, my job is not to make you live your life my way. Because that's what I would be doing. If I would tell you what to do and how to do it, I would tell you how to live your life. But who am I to tell you? Your life is yours, and it's your choice how you're going to live it. But by blaming other people and finding excuses, because that is not living your life to the fullest. That I can promise you. It's so easy to find excuses. And I'm quite good at that, actually. Yeah, some people might be surprised to hear that from me, but I'm good at finding excuses when it is about exercise. Many years ago, I had a boyfriend that was a fitness fanatic and still is today. And his body is sculptured. I mean, absolutely perfect. Not a milligram of fat. And, oh, such a nice behind. I mean, really beautiful body. Beautiful. Perfect. Sculptured. Because he wanted that. That is his dream. That's his thing. He loves it. And it takes a lot of doing. While he was my partner, we were together for about a year. I mean, he eats rice and chicken, chicken and rice and chicken, because it has no fat. I don't think it's a very healthy diet, but, yeah, it keeps him going. And while I was with him for that year and a bit, I exercised like crazy because I didn't want to be sloppy and I didn't want to be soft all over the place. Even so, for women, it's not so bad. But I wanted to have a beautiful body. And because I went together with him, it was not hard work. It was fun. But since then, I've sort of fallen apart a little bit physically. Why? Because I don't exercise enough, because I find excuses. Oh, I will do it tomorrow because today it's raining. Oh, it's too hot today. It's too cold today. It's slippery outside. It's too late now. I overslept. You know what I'm talking about. We can always find good excuses. I have too much work today. Well, I need to remind myself, and I want to remind you at the same time, that we have only one vessel while we're here on this planet Earth, and that is our physical body. And that physical body needs to function so that our mind can function and so that, you know, we can do what we want to do, what we came here to do. It's important to keep our physical body going as much as it is important to keep our mind going. So that was a reminder for myself and for all of you out there that don't exercise enough. Yeah, finding excuses is easy. Blaming other people is very easy. But what does it do for you? It means that they have the power, the other people, the ones that you put the blame on, They have the power to destroy or make your life. Come on. You're giving all your power away to other people just for the benefit of having a good excuse so you can blame someone else? No, that's not you. That is not you. You know, I was working with a webmaster from Tunisia, and we could not communicate somehow. I don't know why that was, but whatever I said, he took super personal, and he became aggressive, and he said that I'm doing it all wrong, and that I don't know what I'm talking about, and so on and so on. So, well, I mean, I pay this guy, and I knew what I wanted, and he didn't get it done, and every day was some other excuse. And always the fault was mine, always the fault was mine, according to him. But if I would know how to do all this stuff, I wouldn't have to employ him, would I? I could do it myself. And I spent hours on Skype talking to him and telling him, look, it's not about blaming me or blaming yourself or whatever. It's about getting it done. So are you going to do it? Yeah, but you told me this and blah, and it was always you, and you are at fault, and you are at fault, and you are at fault. Until after several days, I told him, look, this will not work. He said, yeah, I don't want to work with you anymore. I can't work with you. I pay you the little bit of money that you've made as down payment. I pay that back, and I stop the project. And I said, okay, let's do that. But he didn't do it. He didn't do the work, and he didn't stop the project. So I was waiting. I thought, okay, I give him some time. Maybe he understood some of the things that I told him about giving blame to me and everything is my fault, and while he didn't do anything. But nothing happened. And I went to London, and I came back, and I wanted to continue with this website. So I had to look for another webmaster, but he was still sitting on it. And so I contacted him again. I said, what's happening? I gave you 2 weeks, and I hope that in this time you will finish the project, but nothing has been done since our last talk. And he says, yeah, I don't think that we can work together because you don't communicate properly with me. I said, okay, that's fine. You told me that already several weeks ago, so why don't you cancel the project from your side and, you know, I move on and you move on. But he didn't. And again, we had the same discussion, or at least he tried. And 2 days later, and I told him, make a decision, yes or no. If you say yes, then do it 100%. And if you say no, good on you. I wish you a fantastic life, but make a decision. Let's stop this fruitless waste of time and energy for both of us. Now, today he came back to me again. And again, he tells me, I have all the respect for you, but it was you that didn't give me the FTP login immediately. And it was you, and it was you. And I said, stop. That's enough. I don't need to listen to this. I don't want to listen to this. And I ask you to read everything that we've written here on Skype so that maybe you will understand where this conversation has taken us. But he didn't. And I asked him, I said, just read it, you know, probably just by reading back all the things that we said to each other, you might understand and it will help. And maybe then we can continue with the project. No, no, you have to give me this opportunity. I want to finish. This is the only work that I have. I said, wasn't it you that told me 3 weeks ago now that you don't want to continue working with me because it's all my fault that it's not working and it's all... Yeah, but I need this job now. I said, yeah, but I don't need to work with someone that cannot communicate with me. And he said, Yeah, but you are responsible. It's your fault that it didn't work. I said, okay, so we're back at the beginning. I'm just telling you this story because I want you to understand how often this happens in your life, in all of our lives. And years ago, when I didn't think about these things and when I blamed other people for my misbehaviors or I blamed other people for bad situations, I could not see that it came from me. It was always about the others, and it was them, especially the government, and especially the educational system, and of course, parents always at fault. But that's not how it is. When you want to be your true powerful self, then you have to take full responsibility for yourself, for yourself. It's about you. Your life is yours, and you are the only one that is responsible for it. Not your spouse, not your parents, not your children, and not the welfare, and not the government. You are responsible. Might feel uncomfortable, but that's the way it is. And when you look at any super achiever, you will see that they've all taken full responsibility, also for the bad things that happened to them. And failures are not bad, because failures are the moments when we have an opportunity to learn, because failures are painful. We don't like them very much. But it's no good turning around and starting something new without understanding the mistake we made the last time, so that the next time we don't have to make it again. This is why failures are important. Failures are for us to learn. And again, to take responsibility. We take responsibility for our life and for everything in it, the good and the bad. Not always comfortable, but very powerful. Powerful because you are in charge. It's your choice. How are you in charge if you blame other people? If you blame your parents, they can't undo whatever they did when you were young. But you can turn around today. The way you are today, you can turn around and you can make it different. You can be different. It's your choice. It's up to you. My book became a bestseller. I think I spoke about that last week, when also a guest did not turn up. Isn't this weird? Second time in a row that a guest didn't turn up. Well, anyway, the last week's guest, or 2 weeks ago, the guest that didn't turn up, Judah, he will come, and I'm really excited about that. He will be on another show, and he had a baby. So that is a great excuse in my eyes for not turning up to a radio show. A really good excuse. He has a new baby daughter, and he's ever so happy, and this is why he couldn't be on the show. And I'm really happy for him. So he will come in the next few weeks. I don't know what happened to the lady today, but I'm sure she has a good reason for not being here. And maybe it was so that I can get this message out there to you, that you are responsible for your life, that you can only be the really true powerful you when you take responsibility for everything and anything that is in your life or that is lacking in your life. It's up to us to change that, nobody else. And you cannot be responsible for your children once they've grown up. You cannot be responsible for your spouse or your parents. You cannot be responsible for the government. Yes, we need to influence them, definitely, and more than we are doing today. But we are not responsible. You are responsible for your own life. And by living that to the fullest potential, and you can only do that when you take full charge, by living it to your fullest potential, you show other people as a role model. You show other people how they can do the same. And this is what is changing the world. There is thousands and thousands and thousands, probably millions of people right now, that are working bit by bit from the inside out helping to change and improve our planet, because it's so necessary. You can't watch the news even once in a week without seeing floods and earthquakes and disasters all over the place. Wars, killings, bombs. We can change that. We need to take responsibility. And I want to leave you with that. With that knowledge that if you live your life to the fullest, if you live your life full out and play full out, play to win, and what if you lose once in a while? So what? So what? Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. Because if you lose once in a while, that means you win most of the time, doesn't it? And you will only win if you go and play full out and take responsibility. Make a choice, make a decision. Set a clear intention and then make it happen. This is when it happens. So I want to give you the three secrets of success very, very quickly that I have seen in all top achievers. Number one, they know what they want. They know where their destiny is, where their purpose is. And you know now how to find that out, how to clarify that. It's super important. Number two, they believe they can get it. They believe in themselves. They have a healthy self-concept. And I talk about that also in detail in the To Be book. And number three, they take the necessary action steps to actually make it happen. It doesn't happen by itself. Nothing does. So we need to take action. We need to move and continue moving. And I will also give you the secret for happiness. The secret for happiness. I love that. And that is an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. Oh yeah, you're grateful, yes. But do it every day. Every day, at night, before you go to sleep. Say thanks for a minimum of three things that happened during the day. And in the morning, the first thing before you get out of bed, say thanks. For the good that is in your life, that you have a roof over your head, that you have a nice, soft, and warm bed. That you are healthy, that you are alive, that you are here, that another day is there. If you do that for 3 weeks, I promise you, you will totally transform your life. Just that little tiny exercise. Say thanks at night and thanks in the morning. All it does take is about 30 seconds to a minute. Can you spare 30 seconds for your happiness? Can you spare 30 seconds for your fulfillment? I think you can. I know you can. So an attitude of gratitude. And I leave you with that. And I will see you next week. This is Barbara Hofmeister from To Be or Not To Be, The Choice is Yours. And you can get it on Amazon, or you can get the book from the To Be website. That is www.thetobebook.com. And I see you next week, and I wish you a wonderful, powerful, inspiring week. See you soon.